very much indeed. Now, I want to speak to Jamie DeLargy, who's on this line. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Frank.
Always keeping your eye to business, of course. The High Street, generally, very poor Christmas for retailers. This is indeed according to those who keep a watchful eye on the facts and figures with regards to retail. Is it as bad as we're hearing?
Like everything, it's complicated. Yes, as you are reporting, this was basically the worst Christmas on the High Street since the financial crash 10 years ago. So, I mean, from that point of view, it looks very bad. But these figures from the British Retail Consortium, it's not thought they include the numbers from Amazon. And as everybody knows, or indeed eBay, and as everybody knows, so much is happening online. So yes, that doesn't contradict your basic point about the High Street having had a very tough time. But it is not entirely obvious what people are doing with their spending. To get a bit of an idea of that, you look at these Barclaycard figures, which suggest that spending up to, and it doesn't include the last two shopping days, which are really, really important, but taking that aside, it shows that spending on card spending, if you like, on the research by Barclaycard was something like 2% up. Now, that's less than inflation, so again, people have not been splashing out. Now, that covers everything, and in fact, their figures show that people spend something like 13% more than the previous Christmas in pubs and 9% more in restaurants. So you can rush to very easy judgments, and it's tempting to say it's all to do with Brexit. It's all to do with people are sitting on their hands because of Brexit. Very hard to work out exactly what the drivers for this is. And talking about drivers, I mean, it's important to note that car sales slumped last year across the UK. They were down something like 7%. But then you look at that and you look into it and you see that actual petrol car sales were up, but diesel was down 30%. Now, why is diesel down 30%? Well, that's because people really don't know what the future of diesel is going to be. So maybe that very disturbing trend in terms of car sales is simply down to, again, people sitting in their hands because they're wondering what's going on and they're thinking, I'm going to buy a car, but I want to know what the crack is with a diesel. Am I mad buying a diesel car in the situation, given these environmental concerns with that particular fuel? They just don't know. So I would like to be able to pronounce and say, oh, this is very clearly because of worries over what's going to happen if and when we leave the European Union next March, and I think an element is down to that, but you can't just make a direct or very clear interpretation just from these numbers alone. If there's a lot of guesswork in here.
At a lower level and maybe on an everyday level, I notice that the luxury food, I think it's actually called, is it called luxury at Tesco? They've got Finest, I think that's what it's called. Their Finest brand is now giving Marks & Spencer some difficulty because Marks & Spencer, of course, seemed to be the leading light when it came to supermarket food. The supermarkets that have come up with their own alternative to Marks have caused them some bother.
Yeah, because when you look into the individual stores and you see their results, you have to wonder how much of it is down to the what these various supermarket chains are offering, and maybe it's the wrong mix. Now, Marks & Spencer's same store sales, and it's very important to look at like-for-like sales, because if a company adds on in more stores, obviously that's going to distort the figures. But Marks & Spencer's like-for-like sales are down 2%, just over 2% compared with last Christmas. And there were weak sales in clothing and homeware. And again, you wonder, is that to do with the fact that it's been a pretty mild winter and people weren't out buying, you know, the sort of, you know, the mufflers and the jumpers and the coats that they would have been purchasing were at a very, very sharp Christmas, freezing Christmas season? But actually, their food did better. I mean, though they were overall down, the food did a pretty creditable performance. So, yeah, you know, again, do you see what I'm saying? It's too obvious to say, oh, this is because of that particular. You know, you can draw a very firm conclusion from any set of results. But I do think with the fact that, and we all know this.
Okay, got to be brief on this one, Jimmy.
Wages being very, very constrained, I think we are tightening our belts. I think there's no doubt across the piece that's happening.
Absolutely. There is evidence of that. We've got the news next.